Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Did Isaac Newton believe in God? In his own words, gravity explains the motions of the planets, but it cannot explain who sets the planets in motion. Unlike our modern educational system, which sees scholars specializing in narrow fields, during Newton's time, the leading thinkers studied and discussed math, science, philosophy, and theology with equal and entwined interest. Newton wrote, "When I wrote my treatise about our system, I had an eye upon such principles as might work with considering men for the belief of a deity, and nothing can rejoice me more than to find it useful for that purpose." He is author of many treatises and tracts about the Bible with a focus on prophetic scripture. Newton held a clear view that God created the world, and there is evidence through his correspondence with fellow scientist Leibniz that he further believed that God was actively involved in the governance of the universe. Newton specifically wrote that he was worried that his work on gravitational forces might be used to support the argument of the universe as a machine set in motion and left to its devices. Newton clearly recognized the existence of God through his work and saw nature as clear evidence of the truth in the Bible. Unlike modern science that seeks to use scientific discovery as evidence against God, Newton recognized the inextricable link between the two, as described in his own words. "It is the perfection of God's work that all are done with the greatest simplicity. He is the God of order and not of confusion. And therefore, as they would understand the frame of the world, must endeavor to reduce their knowledge to all possible simplicity. So must it be in seeking to understand these visions."
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.